Some of the views expressed on the Mormon Channel are solely for the education and inspiration of our audience and may not represent the official position of the Church. The following program is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I extol those who with loving care and compassionate concern feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and house the homeless. He who notes the sparrows fall will not be unmindful of such service.
The Mormon Channel now presents Faith in Action.
Looks like he's stacking them up.
Welcome to this special episode of Faith in Action. I am your host, Bob Hendricks. Today, we're in a rather noisy environment. It's the Bishop's Storehouse in Linden, Utah, a place where many discover the Lord's work of helping those in need firsthand. The place today, packed with volunteers, both young and old. Today, they're coming from two wards, the Lehigh 41st and Rush Valley wards. As you can hear, they're already busy at work stacking boxes and cans and restocking the shelves. We'll get to all that in just a moment. First, we join Elder Grant Atkinson and Sister Sherry Atkinson, humanitarian missionaries here at the storehouse.
Well, we are standing in the Bishop's Storehouse in Linden, Utah. This is one of 142 storehouses throughout the church. Most of them are in North America. There's a few in South America. There are none in Europe. Storehouse services or commodity services are handled in a different manner in European countries. This is one of the larger storehouses in the church system, and it has some commodities that others do not have. Because of our nearness to BYU and their dairy, we have opportunity to have chocolate milk and also ice cream. We also carry clothing, new clothing, and yardage. And so there's pants and shirts and socks and coats and blankets. Those kinds of things are stocked here. Of course, the bishops also have access to Deseret Industries for used commodities, and that is located in American Fork.
We come on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and we attend to groups. Sometimes they're Relief Society groups. They're young men, young women groups. We've had bishops come in, and bishops usually come with their groups. It's been very interesting. I believe some of my favorite experiences are the spirit that is felt here. This is a dedicated building, and you see upon the shelves the sacrifice of members from fasting. And so we're hoping that as the youth leave, they have a different attitude towards fasting each month as they're here seeing the sacrifice of members and the help that is to those in need.
The presiding bishopric has given our manager, Elder Barton, the charge to maintain a six-month supply of foodstuffs in this storehouse to serve 2% of the church's population that resides from Point of the Mountain down to Provo. It also includes the stakes up in Heber and Midway. We box things here on Thursdays. They've been done for today, and they'll be delivered up there tomorrow on Friday. So it serves a wide area. Also stored out back, we have two silos. Each one contains 10,000 bushel of wheat that is processed. This storehouse also has a garden in the back of about 3 acres. It is into production now, and we're waiting for things to sprout. And groups will come here and volunteer during the summer, do hoeing and weeding, and then they'll do harvesting as things become available, and then those are distributed here through the storehouse.
It's been fun to learn about this storehouse and the products, the many hands that it takes to produce these items. The Deseret label is on about 70 to 80% of these items. They have a beginning on farms. The church owns the largest cattle ranch in the world. It is in Florida. I believe it's 314,000 acres. Mm-hmm. They have citrus there, citrus trees and cattle, and our honey comes from there. We had a bishop the other day who came in and said, "Where are the raisins?" He said, "I grew up in California." He said, "I pruned those grapes. I sorted grapes. I put them in bags. I dried them. I bagged those raisins." And he said, "I want to know where the raisins are." So it's been fun because people have come back and said, "I worked in a tuna fish plant. I've worked in a peanut butter plant. There is a pasta factory, bread factory. Gelatin comes from Independence, Missouri, from their plant." It's amazing the church and the service that enters and the foundation that begins ground level in people volunteering.
Many groups who volunteer here at the storehouse do so throughout the year, and that is especially true for this ward, the Lehigh 41st Ward. They make an effort each month to spend time here helping out wherever they're needed. Bishop Stan Ross says he wouldn't have his members anywhere else.
I love it. This is when the members of our ward really truly understand the meaning of helping the poor and the needy. There are several ways that you can help them, obviously, but all of us can give up of our time. Every single one of us has time to give. Not all of us have the money to donate the fast offering, but all of us can spare an hour or two of our time to come and help. But what really impressed me is our youth. You know, they really understand the meaning of coming up and giving their time, where they can easily be home watching TV or hang out with their friends, play video games, but yet to see them come and help and donate, that makes me very proud of them.
Well, it excites us a great deal. We have various kinds of groups, sometimes relief societies, sometimes young men and young women, but we are really thrilled with this Lehigh 41st Ward that comes as a ward and as families in a ward, parents and their children. And they come and work shoulder to shoulder and learn to serve together.
There's a real spirit with this ward. They are a close ward. They love one another. They enjoy serving. And they come here every month. They have a regular standing appointment where they come and they serve. And we watch them bond and we watch them associate one with another. And they know how to work. We just let them go. We tell them the projects that need to be done, and they take the carts, and they're busy, and there's a real spirit here, and I think that's why they keep returning, because you can, when you're in serving other people, there's a real joy that comes, and it's good to see them come and to work with them. It's been very enjoyable.
For many serving in the storehouse, this is an act of faith, a chance to show their love for their fellow brothers and sisters, their neighbors. Young or old, each volunteer comes with their own purpose and reason for serving.
I'm Eliza Palepale. I'm from Lehigh. I know this is the Lord's work, and I love my piece up. This is what he wants us to come in, do the Lord's work, help. Putting up the food to help the people who need. I feel great, and I feel there are some people who need help. That's why we come and help.
I joined the church as a convert. My parents disowned me for a long time, but I love this gospel, and I live it to the fullest. And I think if we all as members of the church live the gospel of Jesus Christ to the fullest, completely listen to our leaders, especially to our prophets, everything will be fine, even in this troubled time.
For many volunteers, serving here has become a weekly, even daily part of their lives. Many people like Elder and Sister Atkinson have been called on missions. They run the storehouse. And while the Atkinsons' role is to help the volunteer groups who come in, others are tending to the garden, stacking shelves, operating the canner, and performing a number of other duties.
This storehouse has about 100 church service missionaries that serve during the period of a week. It's all volunteer labor and help. There are not any paid positions here. So it's a labor of love and dedication to the church and taking care of our fellow man. Well, the average age of missionaries here is 72. So you can see that Sister Atkinson and I look pretty good for 72. We've always considered ourselves average.
We happened to be here one day when a mother came through with her two little boys hanging on the cart. And as they rounded the corner, the little boy said, "Oh, Mother, look at all this food. Mom, look at all this food." And I thought in my heart, just wait till he hits the chocolate milk and the ice cream. He'll just be thrilled to see what's waiting for him as these little tummies will be filled. And the dedication of members in serving one another. You know, it's the gospel in action to see these. One of the highlights I find is that the youth know how to work. They've been taught how to work. And we come here and we will give them directions and we will move throughout the process of them serving, and they are working. In fact, some nights we find it difficult to keep them busy. They're sweeping porches and floors and washing windows and bagging vegetables and fruits, stocking shelves and freezers, and just having a great time. And they feel the Spirit and they want to come back. It's been a wonderful experience for us.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Faith in Action on the Mormon Channel. Today we join you from the Bishop's Storehouse in Linden, Utah. Elder Grant and Sister Sherry Atkinson are church service missionaries here. They've been showing us around this impressive facility. Elder Kay Barton is their manager. Elder Barton explains, "We've experienced just a little bit of what goes on here. There are several more operations at the Linden campus."
And so the one mission is the Bishop's Storehouse, the whole separate organizations. The second mission is the family storage, where they can come in and can their own things or buy. It's one of the best places there is to buy oats and wheat and just different things that'll last for 30 years. And then they have the cannery, which is the one that completely ramps up and supplies these things. And then we have the garden. And so the garden's quite a new mission, but it's just fantastic to see. But we'll have hundreds of volunteers working on that this summer. They'll be supplying some of our basic things, carrots, zucchini, tomatoes. Can't think off the top of my head. Green peppers, red peppers, watermelons. Corn we haven't had very good luck with because all we do is feed the surrounding animals. Green beans we're trying this year, but our soil's not hardly right for that yet. But anyway, they have grow boxes and they have a garden, and we have a full missionary crew taking care of that.
This garden just this last year produced 55,000 pounds of vegetables. Beautiful vegetables that were brought into the store, and there was a surplus, and so they were taken over to the Provo Food Bank. And so they helped member and non-member, but it was a beautiful garden.
The manager of the garden is an elder that's called also, and his name is George Usher, lives in Orem. And he usually comes down starting in March and then gets serious about planting in April when the weather gets warm and is appropriate. There's stakes that are assigned, work details to come down and help with the laying of the water lines, with the weeding and also with the harvesting. And then there's a lot of groups that just come and want to work, and they want to volunteer out there rather than in the storehouse.
A major operation for all the church service missionaries and volunteers will come a little bit later this fall. That's when they'll roll up their sleeves, get down to business, dedicate a majority of their work to one product they're quite proud of, and that is peaches.
Well, the peaches that are raised on the welfare farms in Utah, they are brought here to the Linden Cannery, where they canned within 2 months 1,000,000, makes me cry, 300,000 cans of peaches from these welfare farms in Utah. So many hands come together to help to produce these peaches that are made available for all the storehouses.
As you've probably been able to tell, this is a very busy place. It takes many hands to keep it going. But just like with most church programs, all of those hands are unpaid and come here freely.
The church is pretty well organized. Well, the Bishop Storehouse is well organized also. And the shelves that are here that you see, full of products and commodities, are organized exactly the same way as they are on the form. So when people come in, you see a church service missionary here. They help them with their form. They go up and down the aisles just as they go up and down the form, and they fill the quantities that are desired.
The pastas, the jellos, the cereals, the breads, the flours, granolas, the dairy products, the cheese, the cottage cheese, the sour creams, the meats, the farms that all these meats come from. I'm impressed with the produce. It is top grade number one. If you could see, their baking potatoes come from farms in Idaho. Great, big, beautiful potatoes and grapefruit, oranges, cantaloupe, broccoli, tomatoes. Everything is top quality bananas. What a treat that is.
For priesthood leaders, the Bishop Storehouse is an incredible resource. It's a place where they can send the poor, the needy, the downtrodden under their watch to be fed and nourished.
If you're aware of the process for how people access commodities here, you'll know and understand that that is done only at the request of the bishop. The bishop, working with the Relief Society president, fills out a form. Which contains the quantity of things desired, usually a two-week order. A patron brings that here. They check it here at the desk, and the only thing they check for is the name of the stake and the ward and their unit numbers, and to see that there's a signature as to who filled out the order, and also the bishop's signature. That's the critical one, the signature of the bishop. In his role as common judge in Israel, he is the only one that can authorize people from his ward to receive commodities from a bishop's storehouse. They bring that here. The people at the desk check it for the information, but not for the quantities. They do not change them. No one here is their bishop, and so they don't have the right to make changes to that order. And so it stands as the bishop has signed it.
And for those people who come here to receive, the process isn't just about receiving food and clothing, but they also receive valuable training in the life skills necessary to help them succeed.
Of course, the church teaches self-reliance in several different areas, at least six, and one of those is in finances. It's just a basic principle of the gospel to be self-reliant. And, of course, when a bishop finds a family who is in need, he first of all asks them if they're able to care for their own needs, if they are, in fact, self-reliant. Now, typically they are not, otherwise they would not be having that discussion. And so the bishop then asks, the next step of self-reliance, are your brothers and sisters or are your own parents able to help you through the difficulties that you're experiencing? If they are and are willing to, then that's where the responsibility lies. And then the third line of defense, of course, is the church, and they can lay claim upon the church. And the bishop never has to tell a family or an individual no, that he cannot help them. He's trained and counseled and, of course, has the Spirit of the Lord with him because of his calling, but he knows how to help them in the Lord's way, which may be different than how government or political organizations may help, but he is trained to help provide for their needs in the Lord's way, and this storehouse is available to help him fulfill his stewardship. Of course, you're aware that a bishop is responsible for the temporal and spiritual welfare of every member who lives within the, of every person, not member, every person who lives within the boundaries of their ward, member or non-member, and the stake president responsible for all members within their stake boundaries, people, members or non-members. And again, the president of the church is responsible for spiritual and temporal salvation of every soul who lives upon the earth. And that is why the church is always ready and has commodities to help in case of disasters, and has a huge humanitarian service project that helps the president of the church fulfill his divine responsibilities to care for the Lord's children.
The storehouse isn't only a place for people to receive, rather it's also a place for people to serve. Sister Atkinson explains, often the volunteers walk away learning an incredible life lesson.
One thing I've noticed is that when people come, they're happy. And I've noticed that when they are in the service, they are happy. And they not only learn to experience that, but they show that and they go home, I feel, contributing, which adds to, you know, their self-esteem. This helps them to realize self-reliance and to understand self-reliance a little bit better.
I think it's a good thing as they come here and they can see where their fast offering is going and that it's helping other saints who are in need.
Each job in the warehouse is important. Whether sweeping floors or gathering orders, volunteering at the storehouse is an opportunity for members to feel the joy that comes from serving their fellow man.
My name is Kayleen Fina. I'm from Lehigh, Utah. This is my third time here because we just started doing this service project for our ward, which is a good thing. But I definitely plan on coming at least once a month for the rest of the year. So yeah, it's a big goal of mine. I feel like every single piece of food that I touch is going to feed someone that needs it more than me just putting a piece of, you know, peanut butter on the shelf or something. So it'll feed a family of 10, 12 that we had. So it's definitely a good experience for me to come out and do something like this.
My name is Ryan Carter, and I'm from Eagle Mountain, Rush Valley. I've been helping the Bishop's Storehouse and doing service with the young women's. We've stocked shelves, tortillas, and canned food and stuff. It makes me feel really strong, and it makes me feel like I know I'm doing something for someone who's in need of these things and needs this help. I know service is a really big help for people. I know that we're helping people who are in need of these things, and that they know that we're helping them, and that they know that the church has their backs and all that. And I just know that the gospel is true and that Heavenly Father and Jesus do love us. And they know that we're helping the people in this world who need our help.
Let's get this one down here, too. Okay, you girls need this cutter?
For a lot here today, the volunteers, they've come in full circles themselves. They testify of the importance of the storehouse in their lives when they were on the receiving end, when they were down on their luck. Now, they have returned because they want to give back in the same way.
I told my daughter when we came in here, I said, if some of this stuff looks familiar. My husband got laid off from his job a while back, and we were recipients of this great service, and we have a big family, and it is so nice and comforting to know that the church has your back. You know, we pay our tithing and we do what we're supposed to do, and you know that the Lord will always provide, and this is how you're helped. That's how the Lord works. That's how we're supposed to work, and I know that that's how the church works. We take care of each other. And everybody gives and everybody receives at some point. And sometimes it's funner to be on the other side, on the giving side. But seems like we all get our turn to be on the receiving side, too. And I think that's how you really gain a testimony of what service is.
For Elder and Sister Atkinson, and for all those who serve here, volunteering at the storehouse has provided a tremendous blessing in their lives to become more like our Savior, that we may return to Him someday.
Well, my feeling is that we're commanded to serve the Lord, and I know of no other way to serve the Lord than to serve His children. I've thought about that a lot, as to how we might serve the Lord directly, and I can think of no way. that can be done other than serving his children and helping to meet their needs.
The Lord commanded us to love thy neighbor as thyself, and the storehouses of the church are a way to accomplish just that. Whether you serve as a volunteer, you are a bishop who sends his members in need here, or even if you come here to receive, the bishop's storehouse is a fulfillment of that loving commandment.
The Lord loves his children, and he provides for them. And it is through the service which members render that he provides. And he loves them and sees to their need through the volunteer service that members render. And how wonderful that is to watch that service take place here.
There are 143 operating bishop storehouses in the church today. We at the Mormon Channel encourage you, as members, to answer the call to volunteer at one near you. When you do, you'll feel the warmth and joy that comes from serving your fellow men, just like the members of the church you heard from today. You can also visit the church's welfare page, providentliving.org, for other ideas on how to help. To learn more about the Faith in Action series you've been listening to and others we offer on the Mormon Channel, visit our website, mormonchannel.org. You can also find us on Facebook, where you can receive daily updates about the latest programming and participate in discussions. And please join us next time on Faith in Action.
This program was brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.